Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your producer, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles, and a most cordial welcome to you, ladies and gentlemen, as you become our very special audience on the new National Guard show. In creating this different and sparkling series of dramatic radio productions, it is our intention to combine plays by radio's most skilled writers with the most famous stars in the brilliant galaxy of motion pictures to bring you unforgettable enjoyment. The National Guard, our great citizen army, presents Joan Caulfield in The Doctor's Patient. The curtain rises, and now here's Act One. Francia King, the American heiress, had been in Rome for 2 weeks. At the fashionable Carlotta Drive apartments, there were whispers whenever she appeared on the arm of her nurse. She was so young and lovely. There were speculations, too, why the nurse? And why was elderly Dr. Carter Wilson in constant attendance? Dr. Wilson enters the apartment the morning our story begins, his pace a bit quicker than usual.
Good morning, Francia.
Carter.
Yes, Francia. Well, my dear, how are you this morning?
How am I? How do you think I am?
I'm sorry, my dear.
Oh, I get so tired of constantly being asked how I am, and particularly by you.
No, please, Francia.
Oh, I mean it. Well, what's happened?
Dr. Travelletti returned to Rome yesterday. I spoke to him this morning.
And what did he say?
He confirmed my findings and my decision. He says that Zurich is the only place.
Well, thank heaven we've come to some sort of a decision. We've been in Rome 2 weeks now doing nothing.
No, my dear. You've had a nice rest and...
Rest? You call it a rest. Well, I call it 2 weeks of endless waiting for something we already knew.
But I'm sure it's been very wise to consult Dr. Travelletti.
When do we leave for Zurich?
Tonight. I've already arranged accommodations on the train.
Oh, I'm glad to be going somewhere. Oh, forgive me, Carter, for talking the way I do. I get so nervous.
Of course, my dear.
Well, now, will you send Selma in? I want to get out. I want to get some fresh air and sunshine.
Yes, my dear. Selma. Selma.
Coming, Dr. Carter. We leave for Zurich tonight.
That's right.
And the operation?
Yes. I had hoped to have her in a little better frame of mind, but...
It's that young man she met down at the fountain. He hasn't been there for nearly a week now.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
Oh, yes. She was very interested in him. She wouldn't tell him. She wouldn't allow him to come and see her. But when he wasn't there,
Selma.
She was...
Where in the world are you?
Yeah, now, she wants you. She wants to go for a walk. Do everything you can not to upset her.
I will, Dr. Wilson. I'm coming. Shall we walk down by the fountain?
Oh, yes, let's.
It's a lovely day, isn't it? The sun is so bright.
It's quite warm. Where are my sunglasses?
Here you are.
Thank you.
Well, here we are at the fountain.
Oh,
that looks like the young man you spoke to last week.
Oh, really?
Yes. He's coming over this way.
Oh, Selma, run over to the tobacco shop and get me some cigarettes, will you?
Why, of course.
Hurry up now. I'll be all right.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how do you do?
Oh, hello.
Mind if I sit down?
No, of course not. You've been away, haven't you?
Yes, matter of fact, I have. I spent a week at the Riviera. Got lots of beach. Pretty good tan, don't you think?
It's fine.
You know, I've missed you.
You have?
Oh, yes. Even though I only talked to you a few minutes that day.
Sometimes a few minutes can be a lifetime.
You know, I think you missed me a little, too.
Why, I barely know you. I hardly even know your name.
Well, I'll tell you. I'm Dr. Christopher Brooks, born in England, educated in America.
You're a doctor?
That's right. And I was a pretty plain, ordinary sort of person till I came to Rome a few weeks ago. Then I happened onto that little bookstore up there. I kept coming back to it. I wondered why.
You did?
Yes. Then I realized why. For of an early morning or late afternoon, I could see you sitting like a portrait of heaven here by the fountain.
Please.
May I not see you? I know I've asked you before.
I'm sorry, but I...
Couldn't I stand in for your nurse someday? We could tour Rome. I know it so well.
I'm afraid not. You see...
There's something troubling you. I want to help you. You must let me help you. May I call tonight?
I'm leaving Rome tonight.
Oh? Where are you going?
To Zurich.
Well, that's a coincidence. I have to be in Zurich next week. I'll change my plans and leave on your train tonight.
Oh, no, please. Oh, now, where is Selma?
Here I am, ma'am.
I think we should be getting back, Selma.
May I see you home?
No, thank you.
Well, at any rate, I'll see you on the train.
Yes, well, bye.
Goodbye.
Is everything ready, Selma?
Yes. I'm just waiting for Dr. Wilson. Oh, your young man telephoned.
He did? What did he say?
He said he had a compartment on our car. He sent you these beautiful flowers.
Oh, they're so fragrant. Is that all he said?
No. He said for you to be sure to save him a day in Zurich.
Oh, how sweet.
That he wanted to show you the town.
Selma.
Yes?
Call the train and cancel our reservations.
What's this I hear about canceling reservations?
You heard me, Carter. I want to cancel those train reservations.
But we must be in Zurich.
Hire a car. We'll drive.
But why?
Do as I say and don't ask why.
Do as she says, Doctor.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, Selma.
Oh, there, ma'am. There now. You must be strong.
Oh, but Selma, it's so hard to feel so much and to see so little.
The curtain falls on Act One of The Doctor's Patient, starring Joan Caulfield. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from our announcer.
Here is a report to you on your new National Guard. Over 390,000 men are members of the National Guard. It's more than 5,000 units are located in every state, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, and Alaska. This is the largest National Guard in peacetime history. This trained, equipped fighting force of volunteer soldiers and airmen stands as a symbol of America's strength, ready to help preserve the peace. This is your National Guard. Now back to our show.
The curtain rises on Act Two of A Doctor's Patient, starring Joan Caulfield. We're at Zurich, and preparations are being made for the operation which Dr. Carter Wilson believes will restore Francia's sight. At their hotel in Zurich, Dr. Wilson is giving Francia a pep talk.
Well, my dear, we go to the hospital tomorrow. I've sent Selma on to Nice. We'll move there as soon as you're comfortable.
Oh, I'm glad it'll soon be over.
You have nothing to worry about. The hospital here is the finest in the world for this work. We've benefited from the best consultation. Everything has been done.
I'm really very humbled. And very grateful.
That's fine, my dear. You know, so much still depends on you. With you thinking right, there's every chance.
If I could just believe that. If I could just believe it.
You must, my dear. Well, I must run out to the hospital. I'm sending over the doctor who'll supervise the operation. Dr. Christopher Brooks. I wanted you to meet him and talk to him.
Did you say Christopher Brooks?
Mm-hmm. He's the young English specialist.
Oh, no, Carter. No.
Hello, Francie.
Dr. Brooks.
Yes, Francie. You know, you've never yet called me Christopher. We're such old friends.
I'm sorry.
That's better. Why didn't you tell me what was wrong in Rome?
Oh, I don't know. It was an illusion, I guess. And one that I didn't want destroyed.
Of course.
I guess it was very selfish of me.
No, not at all. Perhaps it was even better that you didn't. Perhaps I wouldn't have accepted this tremendous personal responsibility if I'd known.
You're being kind.
No, I mean it. You'll never know how long I waited there in Rome, watching you at the fountain, asking myself if it could ever happen to you as it did to me.
Please.
No. I want you to know how much the success of this operation means to me.
I think I know.
And during the operation, I want you to put your entire trust in me.
I believe I've done that, Christopher, since the first time I heard your voice.
Oh, Francie, this has got to be right. And it will be. She's well out of it, Carter?
Yes, yes. She's asking for you.
Well, can any conclusions be drawn yet?
About the operation?
Yes.
I think it can be said that the operation was unconditionally successful.
Oh, really?
And a big part of it was our plan. You know, as a doctor of philosophy, Christopher, you became the finest eye surgeon in the world. To Francie.
Thank the Lord. How long do you think it'll be necessary to continue this masquerade?
Oh, I think a couple of weeks, until she's well over it all. But now she wants to see you. And you tell her how happy we all are about the results.
Oh, I will. Thank you, Carter. Hello, Francie.
Oh, my darling.
Shh, quiet now. How do you feel?
I feel wonderful. I feel as if I'd shaken off the weight of 1,000 chains. I feel free. I feel right.
Carter says the operation was a complete success.
I knew it. Oh, I knew it, Christopher. And you know when?
No, my darling.
I knew it the moment you stepped in the room, the day before I came to the hospital. I knew it with the nearness of you and what you said to me.
Well, Francie, I've done very little.
You've done everything.
No, Francie.
Please. You want to tell me something that I already know. You see, darling, back in Rome, I went to your little bookstore. I found out all about you long before you even spoke to me.
Then you knew that I had nothing to do with the actual operation?
Yes, I knew. But, darling, hasn't it been a grand illusion for all of us?
The curtain rings down, and you've heard A Doctor's Patient, starring Joan Caulfield, presented by your National Guard. Thank you, Joan, for a performance in the usual incomparable Caulfield tradition of stagecraft and finesse. Ladies and gentlemen, next week our citizen army, the National Guard, will present William Bendix. Be sure to join us then, won't you? Until then, thanks for listening. This is C.P. McGregor saying cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appeared through the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.